When animal rights group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, published this footage on the internet recently, it sparked all sorts of outrage.
In this undercover footage of sheep shearing, gentle sheep are punched in the face by the shearers.
Here, a shearer beats a lamb on the head with a hammer.
The abuse allegedly took place in Australian shearing sheds. The farm sector and the Federal Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce were appalled by the behaviour. But they also condemned PETA for withholding the footage for up to 1 year before publishing it. The RSPCA is currently investigating the incident. In the meantime, it wants the farm industry to take more responsibility for reporting animal abuse. The chief executive of RSPCA Australia is Heather Neal.
This footage should have shocked the nation. It was totally unacceptable. But instead, the debate got focused on the messenger and the message itself was lost. The fact that others in the shearing shed did nothing to stop that abuse occurring, nor did they report that abuse to the RSPCA, is something we should all reflect on.
Heather Neal is calling for mandatory reporting of animal cruelty. She says the onus is on anyone who works with animals.
The shearing manager or farm manager or leading hand would have responsibility under the law to have an understanding of animal cruelty legislation. It's that person that we're envisaging would have a requirement under law, a legal obligation. But everybody else in the shearing shed, just like every one of us in, you know, walking down the street, has a moral responsibility to report things that don't seem to be quite right.
The RSPCA wants guilty parties to be penalised through state and territory laws, but Heather Neal can't say how.
It is part of a journey and it's part of an awareness-raising approach. The details of what legislation says, the penalties that might apply to individuals are all things that will be worked out over time. It's people who see animal abuse that is in contravention of Australian animal welfare law as it stands today or tomorrow.
Some states and territories are considering introducing laws relating to animal activists who break into farms and film undercover. Several American states have already made it illegal for activists to secretly film on farms and for that footage to be published. The American media has called them ag-gag laws. The Federal Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce says trespassers on farms are a threat to biosecurity. He wants states and territories to introduce tougher penalties, but he's adamant they wouldn't be gagging anyone. Meanwhile, the West Australian Liberal Senator Chris Back has drafted a private senator's bill to make it mandatory for anyone with footage of animal cruelty to hand it straight to authorities. Heather Neal says it's not that simple.
It's very difficult to put a 24-hour or a 48-hour report on such incidents. So it is a case-by-case basis, but they should do that as soon as practical.